Awesome. That was A Beautiful Sea from the soundtrack of Sing Street. That marks the end of the Willow Tree Theater's radio hour. There's no one here to take up the next show, so I'm going to put it on Rivendell. But I hope you have a lovely Saturday. Yeah, go watch a movie.
Thank you. Hi guys, this is Sarah.
And this is Rana.
And you guys are listening to Pigalitza Fall Edition. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to be playing from 2 to 4 p.m.
Yes, it's true. Get excited.
Come hang out with us for a while we talk about our favorite fall traditions, foods.
Yes, favorite fall things.
And what we're thankful for a bit.
Yes, Thanksgiving preamble vibe.
And just playing a lot of music.
Yeah, and Sarah saw a movie last night and she wants to talk about it on air.
So. I do, it's Begonia.
Yeah, apparently it was fire and weird.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you just heard Love My Ways by the Psychedelic Furs.
Yes.
And now we're playing Only Over You.
Enjoy.
Okay. Enjoy.
I'm on. Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. This is a Big Brothers and Big Sisters public service announcement.
You should turn your mic off.
Hello? Okay. Be a Big Brothers, Big Sisters volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister age 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS, B-I-G-S, or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
Thank you, Rana. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. It's really echoey.
It is really echoey. I don't know why it's doing that, but maybe we embrace it.
Yeah, that's okay. Hi, Pagan. He's listening.
Hey.
And hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, for real. Shout out you guys.
We're very thankful for you guys. Here,
feedback is crazy.
Okay, maybe we'll pop off for a bit.
Yeah, we're going to figure this out. Hey.
Hey. Oh my God, that's a lot
better.
Okay,
it's much, much better now.
Thank God, because we really have a lot to talk to you guys about.
Truly.
I'm personally very passionate about fall.
Me too. It's actually, I love the transitional seasons, and, you know, fall is one of the two, so.
And both of us have grown up in, well, I guess actually New York isn't New England, which doesn't make sense, but New England and New England adjacent, so I feel like we've always had fall.
Yeah.
It's been part of growing up.
It really is. Like, the weather gets colder, and, like, leaves are getting all pretty, and like they're all different colors, and like you jump into the leaf piles,
right?
And like you do all the fall activities.
You do all the fall activities.
I know, it's just like really a special place in my heart, honestly.
Yeah, I love how it's so such an aestheticized season, like
truly
more than the others, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I know that's probably has some like capitalist consumer backings
low-key
and reasonings,
but
I love
pumpkin live
spice.
Within a system. We live within a system, and
I love
God
apple
forbid
cider.
We partake a little.
If I see an apple cider donut,
oh, I'm
and it's
on
covered
that.
In sugar,
I'm on that. I'm all over it.
Hot cider,
ooh, iced
scarf?
Cider, ooh. Fingerless gloves. Walking on the sidewalk and the leaves are rustling under your shoes.
Like, I really feel like it's such a romanticized and romantic time of year. I think that's maybe when I was, like, adding all these songs to the playlist.
Aww.
I was like, I don't know. It's like,
I know, there's something about it, honestly. And, like, you go outside in the morning and, like, your nose and your cheeks are all cold because you're walking. And then, like, by noontime, it's, like, just a bit warmer, so it's not unpleasant. But then it's just, like, refreshing to be outside.
Exactly. I feel like it kind of encourages you to wake up a bit earlier.
Yeah, low-key, it does.
I went to dog park this morning at 10 a.m. on Prez Lawn with Fagan and Taylor, my puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a fall vibe.
It was.
It was, like, radical joy.
Lo and behold, Sarah stumbled into Diesel and I made her a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh my God.
It was so fall in there.
It was so fall. I was wearing two.
How was your drink? Did you like it?
It was yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Rana is the best barista I know. And Diesel is like honestly part of that fall vibe for
low
some
key.
Reason.
Just a little.
Rana, will you say what your coworker said after I walked in and left? Well, all of Rana's friends come in like religiously.
Yeah, they just follow me everywhere, you know. Y'all are obsessed. But Sarah came in and I was on like the espresso station with my coworker Nick. And after she leaves, he's like, oh, that was Sarah, right? And I'm like, yeah, because a ton of my coworkers, like, I mean, know me very well because I've worked there for a while, but, like, know my friends because they're, like, always in the cafe. And then he goes, oh, and you guys live with Keiko, right? And I was like,
clock
yeah,
it.
Like, okay, like,
that part.
Okay, like, name drop, like, you got it, yes. And then he was like, you guys are so diverse. And I was like, yeah, Nick.
That's just so
we
funny.
We are. And then he felt the need to disclaim to me that he lives with two white straight men. And I was like, you are telling me no new information about you, but thank you for
so
your vulnerability.
You
the
Fork Fountain Kitchen, am I
mm-hmm.
right?
Fork Fountain Kitchen. Fork Fountain Kitchen. It was kind of funny, though.
But yes, we are a very diverse household.
We are very diverse household.
And our fourth additional roommate,
yes.
Alec, who feels like he's been there all along.
Yeah, I know.
We love our roommates. I'm very thankful for you guys.
Yes.
And I don't know, I think we really need to start doing things together.
We should
more.
Do like household dinner.
Yeah.
I know we keep talking about doing it weekly, but like
we
need to
really
do
busy.
It. We do get really
but
busy.
I feel like we don't realize, like, we take it for granted that we
it's
live
so
together
fleeting,
with
you know?
Like three of our best friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We should do family dinner. Like every Monday.
Yeah.
That would work for me.
I would schedule it.
Alec
for
and
sure.
Keiko, if you're listening, we should talk about this. Yeah, anyways, if we want to talk about some fall favorites, Sarah, what's your favorite piece of media you've been consuming this fall?
Oh my God, I've said this time and time again, and I'll say it every fall, it's
say it
freaking
again,
Scream
say it
Queens. Okay, Ryan Murphy, you did your big one. That
low
is
key,
a
did.
Really good one.
Low
I
key,
have
he did.
Watched Scream Queens maybe every single fall, like each fall annually since I've been in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like just, it never gets old. It's so funny. It's like a good mix. It's so campy. It's literally hilarious. Like that's the only show I'll ever let that be that offensive and still laugh.
Truly.
What about you, Rana?
For my fall favorites, I've been listening to a lot of music. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've never really been good at the whole, like, TV show movie thing, but I've been listening to a lot of The Cardigans recently.
Classic.
Love those guys. Been listening to Life a lot. Love that album. It's like, mm-hmm, the one where she's like dressed in blue, mm-hmm, and she's like lying down, and it like has all those bangers on there. I've also been listening to a lot of Earth Eater recently. I've been listening to a lot of Bjork. I've been actually kind of getting back into some Radiohead.
I've been actually getting back into,
yeah, I had the Benz on repeat a couple days ago. Say what you will, but I've really been enjoying my music.
Mm-hmm.
It's been nice.
Me, I feel like that is a big difference in the way that we consume media. Like, I obviously am a very, I'm an ILVS major, if you guys didn't know.
Clock it.
I love visual things, mm-hmm, and I love TV. I love movies. I really love TV.
I really love when you, like, invite me to watch TV with you. Because, like, I would never, that idea would never dawn upon me, like, on my own. But then you're like, want to watch something? And I'm like, yes.
It's actually a huge, like, form of social bonding.
I'm literally thrilled whenever you ask me that. Like, yes, I would love to watch Scream Queens with you.
But one thing that, aw.
And I would never put it on by myself, so just know that.
And then also our roommate Alec really wants to watch the new Rachel Sennett show, I Love LA, all together as a household. Mm-hmm. So we should make that
happen.
We
should do that. We keep saying it and we still keep not watching it, so we should
I'm
do it.
Enrolled in Hitchcock this semester, so, mm-hmm, I've been watching a lot of movies. I love that I get to watch movies as my homework.
Mm-hmm. I love watching them with you for your homework.
They are really good. And a little unrelated, but yesterday I went to Somerville Theater, which that is the most fall. Davis Square is the most fall.
Davis Square is so fall vibe.
And I'm also very grateful that we have that theater so close
for
to us.
Real.
But I watched Begonia with a friend, Shia, and
shout
it was
Shia.
Awesome, you guys. Go watch it in theaters in particular.
I'll go running, girl.
It was 2 hours, and I'll give you a little bit of the synopsis.
Yes,
but
yes, please.
Emma Stone plays like a baddie businesswoman, and she is kidnapped by two incels who believe she's an alien, and then it goes down from there.
Mm.
It's crazy. I really enjoyed it. It was a good mix of like drama and sci-fi. I think it's branded as comedy, but honestly, there's a point of the movie, and this is not a spoiler because it's in the trailer, where the two men run after Emma Stone's character to, like, kidnap her, and they're, like, attacking her, and she's, like, kind of fighting back. Like, initially she fights them back, and I guess she has, like, some fighting skills. But people in the theater were laughing at that, and I was like, I don't think...
Were you like, this isn't funny?
Yeah, I was like, a woman being, like, attacked by two men is not really funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the comedic part,
yeah,
of this film. It
real.
Was sad.
Ugh.
And
that.
Then they shave her head, and people were laughing at that part. I'm like, that's not funny.
That's not.
Anyway.
Anyways.
People watch movies very differently.
Yeah. I'm going to add that to my Letterboxd watch list. Thank you, Sarah. Okay. Do you have any, like, favorite fall food or drink combos you've been getting into? Any, like, repeat meals? Anything you find yourself really wanting with the change in weather?
I haven't gone grocery shopping in a while, so I can't really be the pickiest.
That's fair.
But I did make a Japanese curry the other day with potatoes and carrots.
I remember that.
And then also me and Rana, well, I really loved a honey glazed carrot moment. That's so good.
Oh my god, this meal was so good though, guys.
Yeah, it was this cabbage salad I found on my reels.
It was so good though.
With
like
a Greek chicken.
There was a really good amount of crunch. There was like
a feta
honey
dressing.
It was actually so good. Like, it was literally so good. Like, there was a perfect amount of bite and, like, mm-hmm, texture and, mm-hmm, flavor.
And we had it on the side with a few naan.
Yes.
Mini naan.
Some mini naans and some roasted carrots. It was bomb.
What about you, Ron? I know yours, actually.
I know you know what I'm about to say, but
three,
the people don't
two,
know.
One.
Soup! Guys, I've been making soup like no other. I found this, like, really quick and efficient means of making soup with like minimal ingredients, and I've been literally beating this recipe
like
to death.
Like, yeah. Oh my god, the horse is here.
I know, the horse is here.
Let's beat it.
The horse is here, guys. But it's literally like all you need is like some garlic, maybe some ginger if you have it, it'd be nice, some scallions, and then like broth, any like vegetables in the fridge that you like need to get rid of or want to eat, and then like some noodles or some dumplings or like literally whatever. Like you can just throw anything you have in your freezer or in your fridge in there and it will come out bussy bus every time. So
it's been good. I've had some. I mean soup is so full.
It's just so like belly full of warm broth. Mm-hmm.
Like the picture of the cat.
Yes.
Down.
Yeah, on its back, and it's
belly
just like belly full of soup. That's me.
We are also going to have Friendsgiving tomorrow. Rana, what are you making?
I'm going to make stuffed mushrooms, I think. I know, it's so typical of me.
Rana is so mushroom.
I love mushroom.
The entirety of sophomore year, I just called Rana disgusting mushroom.
Yeah, because I'm just so mushroom. I'm so mushroom. And Sarah's so onion, so.
Yeah, I am.
Sarah's
so
an onion
girl.
One time she was walking around in our apartment and there was just like an onion skin attached to her foot. And she was just like so onion in that moment. I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm going to do, like, it's going to be, like, a cream cheese, like, breadcrumb, like, herb, like, stuffing situation. And I'm going to, like, make the stuffing, put them in the, like, mushroom caps, and then, like, throw it in the oven for a while.
That sounds bust, not
going to It's going to be fire. Like, I think anyone could enjoy it, regardless of mushroom loving or hating.
The disgusting mushroom joke is basically Rana would always go for mushroom things, and I'd be like, ew, that looks gross, disgusting mushroom. But then whenever I would try it, I'd be like...
She'd be like, yummy mushroom.
Disgusting mushroom.
She'd be like, ooh, low-key, what's up with disgusting mushroom?
I'm like, what are you making? Is that disgusting mushroom?
Yeah, low-key.
Okay, guys. Oh, I'm making mac and cheese if you cared.
Yeah, it's going to be good with some really special cheese.
Really special cheese.
Some really special cheese, if you know, you know.
Okay, our next song is The Flower Called Nowhere.
Hi, Stereo Lab.
And we're here for an extra hour. How exciting is
that?
Yeah,
what's up, guys?
So we'll be back.
Thank you. last night in that dream. That's still the closest you and I have been. Well, that's kind of sad, don't you think? I think so. How did I fall in love with someone?
I kept hoping from the very start, but you